Hey, come here. Did you hear about the discovery that we found underneath the pyramids? We're talking about it.
And we're talking about quantum teleportation.
And also the last person, the last citizen of the SSR.
USSR.
That's what I
said.
That
was stuck in space. How did he get back?
We don't know.
Stay tuned.
We will know.
But if they stay tuned. If you stay tuned, you'll know.
Also, this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Watch this or listen.
I'd agree with that.
Nailed it. I know.
Stop.
I'm mad at everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to Ninjas Are Butterflies.
Welcome back to Ninjas Are Butterflies.
Another episode coming gone. But here we are.
But here we are together with friends and not our enemies.
We'll just be the most wholesome podcast. Just speak really just great parables the whole day.
A wise man once told me, if you take a stick of butter and put it in the bottom of your shoe and you walk in that shoe, your feet will be covered with butter.
Butterfoot.
Butterfoot.
What is that? All those sayings? The whenever like the you Nigeria. Trip accidentally and you're like, that has been an assassination attempt on my life.
Yeah. We just need to make a list of those.
I think I have them written down somewhere.
What?
Believe it or not.
Why did
not?
You do that?
Because they're awesome.
Because literally right now. Because we're like, oh, what are the other ones? And you're like, oh, Andy's got them. You want to bet? Here you go, right here.
My enemies have defeated me today.
And whenever you're full, my waistband is suffering.
My waistband is suffering.
When you're saying, want to say someone is stupid. Wisdom is chasing her, but she is faster. Oh, this is my favorite. This one's so good. What will kill me has not yet been born.
In a meninging.
Oh, 136, ladies and gentlemen, 136. We're here, we're back,
that's
and
just
we're
it.
Ready to fly.
136 is here. 136 is here. The news is out.
I have a license.
You have a license. Congratulations.
I have received Thanks. A license.
Thank you, Mr.
Kill,
Raj.
To operate a vehicle.
The girl said, thank you, Mr. Raj, for our driver's license.
They did?
Yeah.
Nice.
I Who's know. Raj?
Mr. Raj at the
oh,
DMV.
Raj.
He just comes out.
Hey, what?
Who needs a driver's license?
Put the car in my garage.
Brought to you by Raj.
He's so lucky.
He sounds like a fun guy.
He is a lucky man. Did you guys see this lady try to break into our van yesterday?
Oh,
what?
My gosh.
Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Like a crazy lady.
Describe her in more detail.
She seemed incredibly manic.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Hey, see. Don't get defensive of a strange, crazy lady.
Yeah, I know you're a defender of women, but this lady looked crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just sent you guys a video.
Oh, no.
We got it on video.
This is good, though, for the police, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
okay.
So she was just circling our van, and then...
Oh, my goodness. She's crawling on top of your car.
Yeah.
What is she doing that for?
I don't... Does she...
Is this, like, some type of, like, witch ritual or something?
Watch
Apparently.
It.
On the windshield?
The
I would have...
What the heck?
Are you... Did she lock the keys in the car?
Yeah.
Thank no. goodness the no, sunroof was open.
They weren't in the car. Ada took... the van keys and put her in like her toy purse and the toy purse was in the middle of the yard. I don't Lily by stroke of chance. Is that what he said?
Stroke of luck. Yeah. I
and
had
chance.
A suspicion.
Different strokes.
She,
Wait, is that a TV show?
Yes.
Yeah.
She likes to hoard things in bags. That's where she put my engagement ring.
Oof. Why'd you even take it off?
Ooh.
For sleeping.
Interesting. What? Yeah,
for sleeping?
You can't sleep with a ring on. Everyone knows that.
I don't like to. It's a sensory thing.
Hey, welcome to 136. Did we already say that?
Yep.
Okay.
We're halfway there.
Anyway, but with that story, though.
I didn't even realize that.
Yep.
The car alarm goes off because it was locked. I try to open the car. The car alarm goes off. I go, Josh? He says, yes? Because it's just like, meh.
Dude, usually, you know, they like stop
after like 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 10 minutes. Yeah. It was just going.
Yeah, we did that one time, and the keys were 15 miles away. And so legitimately, and it was in the middle of the night, and it was my sister's car, and it was going off, and the whole neighborhood heard it. Like, it's just, all right, we just have to start driving right now.
I'm calling the cops!
You can just disconnect the battery.
I was doing that.
Yeah.
And then Lily found the keys. But I like opened the hood and I was like was about to go and she turned it off. I'm like, oh. I'm like, I was confused. I already did it. I didn't.
That's not the only car problem we had this week.
What do you mean?
What's the other one?
I blew my tire in Apopka.
Oh yeah.
What happened? What happened there? You hit something?
I hit a pothole. But you know, something to note, I could have done it by myself.
Sure. Yeah.
But I really appreciate Josh's help. He was our hero.
Yeah, it sounded like you were pretty close to getting it by the time he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
He just had to like help you into the car. Yeah.
She did have the jack on dirt.
Oof.
And so when she was going, it was digging in.
Yeah.
So it would have been a struggle.
Literally.
Although I don't think you would have been able to do it.
Why?
Because she had spun it all the way without using the other bar to spin it.
Yeah, that was he showed me that
and
trick.
And she's like, I think it's maxed out. And I just put the other bar on, and she goes, oh, hey, look at that.
It gets maxed out.
Do you want a song?
Yeah.
Bring some energy into this.
I mean, someone's got to.
You guys have crazy energy today. I don't know what's going on with you two. You guys are so weird today.
It's just a good day. Good day above the ground, am I right?
It's a good day.
It's a good night. And I'm feeling good. That's reminding me. Here in your car. What is that? Oh, that.
And I'm the one who only dies next to me. Whispers hello, I wish you right terribly. You want a song?
I said yes already.
Oh, you did?
Cool.
Okay. What kind of song?
Are you want a song?
I guess.
Do you want a song?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Here we go.
You want a song?
Mm-hmm.
Song?
Cool. Yeah.
This goes out to my middle school friends.
Yeah.
You know how we do.
Yeah, sixth grade vibes, feeling kinda weird. Just got voices, but I spit without fear. Bus stop stance, hoodie zipped up to chin. Spit hit ground with a confident grin.
Every step dipping like a faucet on a beat. I don't play sports, but I got wet sneaks. Teacher rolls eye, they say go to class. But I'm too busy launching puddles in the grass. Hey,
I spit when I'm walking. I spit when I'm bored. I spit like a poet just missing awards. They call it gross, but I call it art. It's how I express what's deep in my heart. Water bottle swish, gavel like a pro. Tilt my head back, let that woogie go. Crush saw me spit, then turned away fast. Guess she couldn't handle all the liquid class.
Baffle mirror, practicing my form. Spit ox high like a perfect storm. Hall monomad said knock that off, but he ain't ever seen a spit like a boss.
I spit when I'm thinking. I spit when I'm chill. I spit cause emotions too strong to keep still. It's middle school pain with a splash on the floor. I don't talk feelings, I just spit more. I'm a boy and I like to spit. I'm a boy and I like to spit. I'm a boy and I like to spit. If you ask me, I don't give a
heck.
Wow.
That was flipping good, guys.
I think that was pretty awesome.
Pretty, pretty, pretty.
I spit every once in a while.
It's not a big deal. It happens to all the best of us. Oh, when we come boys into men, we spit.
What'd you think?
Wow.
Well.
Okay.
All right.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, it was great.
It's kind of gross.
It's middle school. Weird.
It's culture, Lil. It's culture.
It happened yesterday because Demi and Zola are here and I spit in the trash can. They're like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, why'd you spit? I said, because I'm a boy.
And boy spit.
Ada's been trying to do that too, and she's like, "I'm like daddy." I'm like,
she's pretty
different.
Good at spitting.
Yeah.
How good?
Pretty good. I feel like a lot of girls aren't good at spitting.
Me included.
You're not so good.
The shoot. Anyways, that was a song.
That was a song.
Welcome to the show.
What about the question?
Crazy.
What?
What'd you say?
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
The question?
No.
You didn't say anything.
We stopped doing the question a while ago.
Yeah, like 10 episodes ago. Remember when everyone was complaining, like, hey, stop gaslighting Lily. She doesn't like it.
Yeah, and it's cringe. And like, oh, this is like domestic abuse. So we stopped doing the question. It was like 10 episodes ago.
I didn't mean to ask about it. Sorry.
Do you want to bring the question back?
No.
Hold on.
Do you not pay attention to this podcast?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you not care about this podcast? You don't care about our fans?
Well, you don't care about the podcast or the fans?
Cut it with the hostility!
What up? No. I'm just confused.
I'm confused too.
Because she was the one like, I hate the questions. I'm always being gaslit.
Yeah, and then
we're like, okay. Yeah, and we're gonna stop.
And we respected her decision.
And we stopped it like a long time ago.
But then yet she wants to bring it up and act like it's not a big deal and make Gus feel bad because we forgot the question that she specifically asked us not to do.
Andrew, are we going crazy or is like what's happening?
I think she like misses it.
No.
I don't know what she... Maybe she's accusing us of being dumb? Maybe she's accusing everyone else of being dumb?
Are you calling us dumb?
Are you calling us dumb? Are you calling our viewers dumb?
No. We're dumb to you?
No.
Okay, well, I guess you guys heard it here first. Lily thinks we're dumb. She thinks you're dumb. And she likes to just make everyone feel dumb. Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant...
The butterfly.
Yes, no doubt. One of God's...
Empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Whoever you're watching this next to, look to the right or left of that and see them and call them dumb because that's how Lily feels.
No.
That was a reverse of gaslight.
Gong. We need a better gong.
Like a big one.
I want it, like, we spend like $50,000 on like an ancient just.
We need a giant one right by Andrew.
Every time you say we need a better gong, I feel like I'm about to be fired.
We got to get a better gong.
No, they're not talking
this
about
this one's
me.
Too slow. I don't know, man. That was a good one.
I don't know. The gong's just such a jerk.
Yeah, gong's in a bad mood today.
I can hear you. How are we doing, guys?
That was a very vocal drink.
It's really loud.
Oh, you guys want to hear something really funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
That Instagram account, History Cool Kids, it's like one of my favorite accounts. This says, in 1776, while traveling together, Benjamin Franklin and John Adams were forced to share a room in one bed.
Okay.
And it was written in John Adams' diary, like the quotes from them of this encounter.
Of their sleepover?
Yeah, they're like traveling somewhere and they had to board up and sleep in the same bed.
I cannot wait.
And no, there's a floor. They're fully aware there's a floor you can sleep on.
But Adams says, Adams, who was, quote, an invalid and afraid of the air in the night.
Invalid.
Oh, all right. What did I say?
Invalid.
I said invalid, didn't I?
Yeah, I think so.
Stop it, you guys.
Welcome to the show.
And this is where the argument begins. Quote, this is from Benjamin Franklin. I'm totally messing this up. John Adams said, oh, gosh, dang it.
So John Adams wrote in his diary.
Okay, yeah. So Franklin said, oh, says Franklin, don't shut the window. We shall be suffocated. Adams replied with, he was afraid of the evening air. And then Franklin says, open the window and come to bed, and I will convince you. I believe you are not acquainted with the theory of colds.
What? The theory of colds?
Yeah, like you can get a cold from non-moving air.
Okay.
Yeah. Was he saying evening wind as in farts?
No, I think just the evening air. He's afraid of the night sky. Or the night.
Oh. What did he know that
you
we
said
did
it was supposed
it?
To be funny, and I thought it was about farts or something because they did a fart.
No, it's funny because John Adams and Benjamin Franklin slept in the same bed.
You said Thomas Jefferson.
No, he didn't.
No,
he didn't.
He did not.
Now, are you trying to guess?
Welcome to the show.
Dude, if you read that like Mr. Darcy, that would sound like a romance like inscription.
Open the window and come to bed, and I will convince you. I believe you are not acquainted with the theory of colds.
The theory of colds.
Colds. Let me warm you.
I mean, that's like what
my darling. Dude, what a crazy, like, imagine just walking into that lodge or that cabin in the middle, like, you're just a wander. And then you run into Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, snuggling.
Time travel back. You're the coin guys. But what a weird concept.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like two huge politicians sleeping in the same bed,
yeah,
like on like a road trip or something.
You just find out like Donald Trump and Elon Musk are just bunking. They go on road trips, just making it easier on themselves.
I don't like the night air.
I wonder if that's where Benjamin
Elon,
Franklin...
Elon, open the window. Down to bed.
I'm afraid you don't know anything about colds.
There's nothing in the night sky. Come on.
You silly man. You're fascinated with the sky. What is that?
Oh...
I wonder if that's where Benjamin Franklin came up with the idea for electricity. I just had the most shocking experience.
I need a light on because...
What is this?
Where are your hands?
Warmth! Oh, man.
What is this palpation I feel in my soul? It's the electricity.
Wasn't it Franklin that did the fart?
That's where I thought it was going. Yeah.
Okay.
What was that again? He just wrote about it.
Yeah, he talked about it.
I don't remember. Yeah, he talks about stinky farts.
Something you could take to make your farts not stink.
That's it.
Yeah, but it was also, I think it was just about the beauty of farts, too, as well.
The love of one's
own. Yeah, like a poem about farts.
Yeah.
The love of one's own brand.
Speaking of farts.
Yeah, dude, tell me about it.
We were just mentioned yesterday, a week ago when this comes out, that we were mentioned in the Daily Mail.
Quoted in the Daily Mail. Like, read the quote.
Okay, hold on.
This is so crazy because we just got Ruslan, shout out Ruslan, texted us and he was like, hey, you guys are famous now.
So the article was Secret CIA File Claim Ark of the Covenant Has Been Found. And we were quoted as the source.
Not where we've learned about it. Yeah. No.
It says the project known as Sunstreak has gained public attention after it was featured on a recent episode of the Ninjas Are Butterflies podcast. Show host Josh Hooper said he thought Project Sunstreak was, quote, fake until he went to CIA.gov website and found the document. Quote, I was like, what am I looking at? End quote.
They're also quoting every single person that went to Ninjas of Butterflies after this article, and they're like, wait, what am I looking at?
What am I looking
what
at?
Is this?
But today, I've come across two people on TikTok that do like a bunch of conspiracy videos, and like, and they're showing the article, and like, did you know the CIA has found the Ark of the Covenant?
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny. It made me just think, like, nothing
what is
new.
Real.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Dude, on that topic, I want to talk really quick about the Fox News analyst that I found.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. So there's this, he's a military analyst history guy. Apparently, he worked from the Vietnam era, but then ended up doing military stuff. He ended up selling weapons to Iran. That's how you say it, right?
Yeah.
Iran. Well, this dude literally was, you know, like they play governments. They'll take funds from one place and do this. Anyways, Iran's getting the weapons. I think it was Nicaragua was benefiting financially. Anyways, this dude got in trouble, went to court, literally like all felonies convicted. And then everything got thrown out because apparently the testimony he gave that got him in trouble was inadmissible from another case. Like they played this weird political game where they threw out the case. So now he's a free man. What's he doing now? He's literally a Fox News analyst. And in a recent, it was in 2024, an interview, he's literally going on and on about how all of the people in the Middle East need to come together so that Iran cannot own weapons.
Mm.
It's like the most psychotic loop. Literally, he's the dude who went to jail for giving them weapons. And now he's a Fox News analyst saying we should do everything we can so that they cannot have them.
It's all part of the game, baby.
Hey, you got to play the game or you don't.
That was the most dyslexic story build, and I realized halfway through that I started with my punchline. But
no, I mean, it's
but
crazy,
like, it's insane. Like, what can you believe?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, these dudes are so two-faced.
It's all rigged.
I really think it is.
Speaking of rigged, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sending you this picture. Have you guys ever heard of the Google Gear?
The Google Gear. Oh, yes, the Google
Gear. Welcome to the Google Gear.
It's insane. All right, so it's this gear mechanism that this dude built and has nothing to do with Google, the website.
Got it.
But it has 100 gears, all right? And it represents the number Google, like infinite, basically. Mm-hmm. So the first wheel spins, one rotation is 3.5 seconds.
Okay.
If you spin the first wheel 10 times, the second wheel spins. Get it?
Yep. Yeah.
So the first wheel, 3.5 seconds per rotation.
Yeah.
10 rotations, second gear spins. There's 100 gears.
The second gear will do a full rotation.
The second gear takes 35 seconds to spin one rotation because it's 10 seconds, 35 seconds, and then so on and so forth. So every 10 spins, the next gear spins. All right. So first gear takes 3.5 seconds to turn, one rotation. Second gear, 35 seconds. The fifth gear takes a single rotation, 10 hours. The seventh gear takes a month.
Oh my gosh, why?
Because it's just the pattern of 10, 1. So everything's slowing down as it goes further and further. Is this making sense?
I don't understand what it's doing, though.
It's hard to comprehend, yeah.
Okay, so the 11th gear, a single turn takes 1,000 years.
That's a big jump.
And after 4.6 billion years,
what?
The 18th wheel would have only turned halfway.
Oh my gosh, what is it? Its purpose?
It's to represent Google, the number Google. Like, it's infinite. Like, basically, the 100th gear will almost, it will never turn.
Yeah.
It would take an infinite amount of years for it to turn. They said, in theory, if the first wheel was spinning faster than the speed of light, they could potentially one day see the 100th gear spin.
That's crazy. Now we need to double this thing. Make it bigger.
200.
200.
Let's do 10,000 gears.
10,000 gears.
So that's like a crazy, it's like an art piece.
The video is crazy of him showing it.
If I were anywhere near this thing, I would turn a few of the gears further down just to completely mess with the mental space of the guy who built it.
True.
I just flip it upside down. It was rotated.
They did it.
Here, I'm sending you the video so you can see how the gears spin. Because it better registers in the head. In the mind.
That it reminds me of the have you heard of that whole thing? Like if everyone had a rock, paper, scissors competition in the world, it would only take three the winner would only have to win 33 times.
Whoa.
Dang. Isn't that crazy? Like the process of elimination, you would only have to go 33. You'd only have to win 33 rounds.
That's crazy. You have to be really good at rock, paper, scissors, though.
True.
You see it?
Yep.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 4.6 billion years in the 18th wheel would only turn halfway.
I guess I don't know how gears work. I guess I don't understand it.
I guess I don't get gears.
What's my powering it? Each other?
Love.
Yeah. So
friendship.
Yeah. Joy. Humanity.
The thrill. The thrill of adventure.
Maybe. My head's really scattered.
Somebody
today.
Commented, when the last gear makes one full rotation, Half-Life 4 will be released. I don't know what that is. It sounds like a video game, but that's a funny concept. Anyway, that's wild.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't like that. I want one of those in my room, though.
Again, it just seems like an art piece.
It's very doomy.
Did you used to have those fights where it's like, well, I'm infinity smart. They'd be like, well, I'm Google smart.
You're like, yo, Google smart. No one likes the Google kid. Come on.
Okay,
come on,
now the conversation's over.
Cool, thanks. See you later. Can you come pick me up?
Oh, that's fun, isn't
crazy it? Inventions, man.
Crazy inventions.
It's always the wildest of times.
Yeah, speaking of crazy inventions, scientists have, for the first time, completed quantum teleportation.
Pardon?
Quantum teleportation. And it is a concept that is very hard to understand.
Give it to me.
Basically, they're saying for quantum computers to continue to grow, they need to learn to speak to each other well.
Okay.
And they were able to... So they says scientists use special particles called ions to store information in quantum processors Then they connected these processors using photons, particles of light, sent through optical cables. This allowed them to transfer or teleport instructions, quantum operations, instantly from one quantum processor to the other. But they said it wasn't a it was like instant. So they said that it's like equivalent to if I had a notepad and you had a notepad, the note I was writing down, you were writing the same note at the exact same time.
It's the entanglement.
It's literally communicating with each other instantly.
Yeah.
There's no delay. It's like boom, boom.
Have they figured out how or why entanglement exists other than it does?
Ask Will Smith.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm no scientist.
To me, I guess I don't understand it because that just sounds like, you know, I'm on a Google Doc. Someone could be editing it.
Yeah.
As the same time I'm doing it.
We did it so in marketing all the time.
I obviously don't understand it.
You guys are ruining it.
We're asking questions. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to, like, I don't understand.
You're shooting it down already, though.
I thought they were putting somebody in a chamber.
No, it's teleporting information.
We do that now.
No, it's not the same. Okay, scientists recently found a way to connect two separate quantum computers so they act like one bigger, more powerful computer. Normally, quantum computers, which are extremely fast, can solve problems that ordinary computers can't, are challenging to scale up or link together. Using something called quantum teleportation, researchers at the University of Oxford managed to connect two different quantum processors. Think of quantum teleportation as instantly sharing information between two distant points without physically sending it through the space in between.
Oh, man.
To instantly copying instructions from one notebook to the other without physically passing the pages.
What does that mean?
Teleportation. That's what it means.
So
it's not even going through space. It's just there.
Yeah, that's such a hard idea to comprehend. Like, how do we do that? And then like, what's the next step? Like, are they going to actually try to do physical matter?
My question is if, because they're using entanglement, like you have two different atomic structures, I guess, but when you affect one, it immediately and instantly affects the other. That's how the transfer is happening. You make that effect. But I still haven't heard anyone explain why or how different particles or atomic structures are entangled.
Yeah,
and that's where I'm confused.
You are asking the right people. We can explain this real quick. You want to take it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just making sure that those two those methods are, you know, conjoined at the same time, and making sure they're all in sync, whether, you know, you're definitely looking at sync. It from like a caliber aspect of it through like cosmic waves,
like harmonious energy.
Well, I mean, even the physical properties of a photon, if you break down that from a mathematical standpoint,
we can talk about that all day.
I mean,
the physicality of light,
the interaction with the electrons,
and the capabilities.
Don't get me
all,
started.
I mean, that's
and the cloud, electron cloud.
No,
ionic cloud.
Oh my gosh!
No, get out! Dumb idea.
You guys are so mean.
This is just like D on Always Sunny. That when she does that too,
Bird Woman. Listen, Bird Lady.
Daily Mail's going to take that. Podcast Ninjas or Butterflies.
What is on all entanglement?
We actually figured it out.
Joking around, we actually did figure it out.
Wait, back up. What did that bearded guy say?
Oh, more technology.
Another thing.
And another thing. Technology.
F-47 jet.
Oh, yes.
F-47 jet.
That thing looks so sick,
I'm looking
dude.
It up.
Yeah, it's... was announced by President Trump that it is going to be our new generation of fighter jet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that thing looks slick.
It looks
like alien.
Things you've seen before.
Yeah. But they said, it's going to take about 5 years to, get it up and running. But they've been testing it 4 or 5 years already.
Yeah.
No one's known about it. But it's the first jet in 20 years that they're bringing out. So that's pretty dope. Costs $300 million to make.
Shoot. Each one?
Yeah. A single jet costs $300 million.
What's our current? Here, I'm going to look this up. I want to know what our current jet is and how many we have in operation.
Yeah.
I wonder how big that thing is. Like how wide?
Well, what's wide?
Oh, hold on.
But they're calling it the F-47 because of President Trump being the 47th president. No joke.
That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, but they said it will be the most technologically advanced aerial fighter jet, whatever, in existence.
I want to see videos of this thing, man. Yes. Also, can we just come up with cooler names? Like, no disrespect to the president, but golly, yeah. It's like, yeah, we have all these cars that have such cool, you know, interesting. Come up with something.
Yeah, like Cybertruck. That's so cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Are you joking?
Yeah, I'm joking. It's not cool.
Cybertruck is a cool name.
There's nothing cool about that car. But yeah, like maybe like.
The name is cool.
Like Falcon. Falcon. Do we already have one of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a couple.
Vulture.
Bird.
It's a vulture because it picks the meat off the dead that it creates.
Jeez, Lo.
Super dark.
I would love to be in a creative meeting for this one.
Just naming everything that it kills.
Sparrow.
Okay, enough of the birds.
A blue-breasted finch. No, we're just not. This is, we're getting farther away. Who let this lady in here?
Man, what are your credentials?
Cybertruck is stupid anyway. I didn't want to be the stupid meanie.
All right, what do you got, Andrew?
Across the military. This is from a .gov. There are about 630 F-35s with plans to buy about 1,800 more.
1,800 times 300 million.
Real quick.
At least $22.
Yeah.
At least.
The math adds up.
The math adds up. By the way, did you see you have cookies with your face on it in the kitchen?
Oh, that's
what?
Cool.
What? Wait. Throw it to me.
Who made those?
I have no idea. They were just in the kitchen. Just a little
scary looking a little
right
bit.
What the?
It tastes like you do. What is that?
Yeah, but they said that this thing can also fly unmanned. Like AI could fly it. Which
or
is scary.
Unwomaned.
Or unwomaned.
Yes.
Of course.
Come on.
Of course.
2025.
Thank you.
That's scary.
Yeah, why are we letting AI do all this stuff? I guess it's because like we want to save human lives, but.
Dude, it's almost a freaking $1 trillion.
What?
The amount of money.
Oh, the 22,000?
Yeah, on that plane.
That's your taxpayer money.
$729 billion.
It looks really cool though.
I think I'm all for like using taxpayers' money like to go towards that. As long as we get to drive it once.
No,
I agree.
Just let me drive it around. Everyone gets 5 minutes.
Or a raffle. So it's a raffle.
Yeah. I mean, you can control it. I don't have to actually fly it.
Yeah.
I sit in there. You control it.
It goes crazy fast, too.
But here's my thing. We believe in direct energy weapons. And so are we really just committed to not releasing the fact that we have one and are using it?
Yeah.
The point of $1 trillion. Like, what's the point of a plane if you can, like, you know,
well, I mean,
Star Wars something?
The F-47, it says that it has that laser capability now.
I thought we
the DEW on it.
Well, you don't use a satellite and do it like that?
I don't really know.
That's an interesting.
Go ahead.
That's an interesting thought though, because if it is off of planes and not space, yeah, then we could look at like flight logs and stuff.
Yeah, true.
And see. Mm.
Why don't we start weaponizing trains?
Trains are the future.
You guys are so silly today.
I've drank too much caffeine. My brain is going ding, 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 ding.
Oh my gosh.
That just sounded like another of Lily's idea inside that meeting. By the way, before I go.
Wait.
Trains.
Everyone, shh. Listen. Trains. Have we thought about them?
Locomotives. Hey.
The steam engine.
You can see it now. Mr. Roosevelt.
Why use gasoline when we could use water? Steam engines. You still need coal.
No.
Oh. Anyways.
That's fun, man. I love looking toward the future.
Yep.
Looking toward the future, seeing that we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Things are going to blow us up. Cybertrucks are on fire.
Seeing stuff in the air, the sky, the stars, blue spirals over Europe.
What's that?
Dude, that was wild.
Yeah, I saw that.
They said that was Tesla, though.
Yeah. So look at this.
Sorry,
SpaceX,
what?
I mean. You didn't see it?
Do you have Instagram at all?
No.
Good for you.
I know. Good girl.
Hold on. Copy the link. See if you can open it. Might just do like a web browser.
Browser. This is super super crazy because a lot of people saw it, right? Like it was all
like
over.
All over Europe. Yeah.
I don't believe it was SpaceX though.
Yeah. So they said that it was it was a fuel dump from the Falcon 9 rocket,
gosh.
And it froze.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean it's look been, at that. That's insane.
Was it 100% confirmed that it was SpaceX?
I mean, that's what everyone's saying.
That's weird, yeah. Man. That's also symmetrical too. Like, it's really strange.
Yeah, dude. If I saw that, I would be like, "This is it."
Yeah, I know, like I saw that when it was going viral, and I just couldn't comprehend like what I was looking at. It looked just so like a almost like a skylight or something.
Yeah, that's why Musk got brought in. Trump's like, "We don't know what's going on, but we're gonna blame everything on you."
And smart.
Like, let's but do why it. Is it the first time? I guess they're using different types of fuel though for these rockets now. I think they use like plasma or something.
Plasma.
Yeah, look it up.
Plasma.
Like human plasma?
Do they use plasma as fuel for SpaceX?
What kind of plasma?
Plasma is neither a liquid nor a gas.
Correct.
First of all.
Like a Slurpee.
Just like a Slurpee.
Just like a Slurpee, see?
Yeah, that's so crazy. What if I totally made one of those.
What if my plasma is running SpaceX right now?
Wow.
No, plasma in the future. Currently use the Raptor engine uses methane and liquid oxygen. Speaking of good names, Raptor engine.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Dinosaurs.
Primarily, they use traditional chemical rockets.
That's a flippin' dinosaur.
But I've never seen anything like, I mean, because you see it, you've seen them in the United States where it's like the big like orb things behind it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It looks like a bad 80s CGI.
I was going to say, it looks like a design I made on one of those tools, the toys they put out on the ads where it spins a piece of paper and you have your pen, you hold it still.
Mm.
I made that before.
It looks like if Elon was a... It looks like if Elon was just a superhero, that's what he would put up in the sky. He's just like,
oh, Elon's here.
Oh, hey guys. what's happening?
Did you see him at the dinner thing? The presidential dinner thing?
What'd he do?
What? They said Elon is for sure autistic. He was sitting at the dinner table and President Trump, and then they're like literally sitting in chairs like by Elon. He's sitting at this table. And he's like balancing like six forks on his finger. Just like
really?
This. And he's like showing everyone.
That's amazing.
It was so fun. He had just like stacked them all. He was just like this. And he's just going. And President Trump's just like. Just not impressed.
What is happening? Why would he do that?
I don't know.
That's so funny. He's like, dude, we've seen your Falcon 9 land back on Earth.
You guys,
that's not impressive. You have to,
Elon.
Like, when you've done everything just to impress all the people in the world, like, you just got to go back to fork humor. That's what are we doing?
Back to fork humor.
Wait, hold on.
That's insane.
I see it.
You see this?
That's crazy.
He's showing everyone.
He's probably,
he's
probably like explaining quantum entanglement to somebody.
Or he's just like, this is really cool.
In the next scene, they pan back to him. He just has a spoon on his nose. He's like, guys, look.
Oh my gosh. So good.
Dude, we need to get Elon on the pod.
Yeah.
Dude. I think we can do that.
I think it's doable.
He's got time.
And now we're on Daily Mail, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The sky's the freaking limit.
The world is our oyster.
Yeah.
You guys see that KFC ad?
What?
KFC? What? Which one?
Oh, bro. This is weird.
Oh, brother. This is weird.
You might have to...
KFC ad. Is it controversial?
Hold on, I'll send it to you guys.
Is the quarter man? Nope.
Weird.
Did you see that firefighter's mustache?
Yeah.
It's pretty curry.
Curry?
Great. I don't know why I can't. I don't know why.
He passed away, right?
No.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, no.
Oh, I guess he did. I thought they were mourning the mustache or something.
What happened to him?
That's a bummer.
Died being a firefighter. Something happened to him. I'm not sure.
Top comment says, this man spoke for the trees.
All right, you guys got it?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Go. Is it turned up?
Oh, oh my gosh. What is that cute?
It's not working.
This is happening.
What? Wait, what second are you guys on?
32. What is happening? What is this? This is like out of Hereditary.
This is KFC.
What?
We definitely have to do a thing every probably.
I don't get this.
Yeah, well, it gets weirder. Wait, what second are you at?
117.
Okay, we're like right there.
Okay. Looking at a big
gravy.
Pond.
It's gravy.
It's gravy? What is this? What is happening? This is like that trend, like, don't let them know your next move. Yeah. Like, this is that. This is it.
This is a lot like what my dreams are like. Is it a gravy baptism? What the?
Oh my goodness.
What the heck?
Believe in chicken.
Wow. Who made that?
That was crazy.
All these conspiracy people are saying that all these industries are starting to use human meat for their chicken.
No, stop it. That is so.
And so that was like a subtle way to say that we're using humans to make our food now.
Are people saying that?
People are saying that.
Oh, no.
Either way, that was a weird commercial.
Yeah, dude, and it's
I'm
like,
all
I don't...
for a weird commercial, though.
Yeah, but all yeah, we all know you love the pug.
Puppy monkey baby, dude.
Puggy monkey baby, yeah. But, like, it just, there was no real humor in it.
No.
Like, there's no real message. I don't know. Maybe there is obviously a message, but that's strange.
Believe
I love it.
In chicken.
It looked good.
A lot of people were saying it was sacrilegious, too.
Yeah, all the cults are, like, really.
I don't know. I saw one of, like, I don't see it as a baptism, I guess. I mean, she was using him like a surfboard at one point.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
I would love to have a gravy baptism.
Yeah, that'd be kind
of
cool.
That's actually how I want to be buried.
So I want to die. A tub of gravy.
Just a tomb of gravy.
Dude, KFC's gravy is amazing, though.
It's been a while since I've had it.
Oh, bro, I love KFC.
I can't believe, remember the last time I had KFC.
How do you know?
People, I think we have dark meat.
What's with all their secret ingredients?
That's true. 11 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
What are those? Herbs? Is it just a guy named Herb?
Oh.
Shoot.
Yeah. Well, you've seen that, right? On their Twitter account, KFC only follows 11 people. And it's like, no, it's 11 guys named Herb.
That's hilarious.
And then a Spice Girl. Or the Spice Girls, I think. I think it's so funny.
Oh.
I think they are probably using human meat, though. But there's only one way to check.
Or lab-grown stuff. They have to be using something.
100%. They're pushing out, like...
There's no way there's enough chickens in this world to support...
No.
This many a chicken eating.
How many chickens did you had to die for you to eat how much you ate last night?
25 wings. So that's 12 and a half. 12 and a half chickens?
That's crazy.
Isn't that psycho?
That's so many
chickens. To think about that.
Yeah, it is just crazy the wings, about. Though. That's crazy.
So there's one guy on TikTok who was talking, he was like, I was just thinking the other day about like eating chicken. Like how weird it is saying that I'm eating chicken. I'm like, oh, yeah, this chicken's so good. He's like, I love when the skin is crispy. He's like, that's so weird.
Yeah, it's super strange. I mean, think about it. We're literally gnawing on another human, like not human, living bone.
Yeah.
It's barbaric in a weird way.
I love it, though.
I love it.
Mm. Speaking of loving
it. In the garden, did they eat only fruit?
No.
How do you know?
Veggies.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, there's definitely a ton of veggies.
Maybe some wheat. Nuts, pistachios.
A couple Cocker Spaniels every now and then.
Honey, maybe.
So death didn't exist in the garden, right?
Yeah, it was like the first death happened.
What was the soil sin, made right? out of?
Mm.
Mm.
Richness. I don't know. I have no idea.
Richness.
Joy, live.
Yeah.
We got that. Don't go anywhere. I had no idea that they were dinosaurs.
It kind of spurs me that they were dinosaurs. And Elon said to the monk, I'm just here to play dominoes. Oh, hey, boss.
Hey, how you doing today?
Oh, those are actually mine. I was going to say...
You can have them. Where's the ad?
The ad?
I don't... Oh, you mean the new ad for the podcast? Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, right. We were talking about that just now, right? Right?
Yep.
Where are you?
Yes, ma'am. We were actually just going to talk about how Sunday Cool has the super soft tees and we use the super soft ink and it's good.
Is that it?
No, of course not. I mean, we can talk about that. We do more than shirts. We do hats, stickers, woodhoop bracelets, all types of stuff.
For sure, it's going to be great.
What about the turnaround?
Of course, yes, the turnaround, the 72-hour turnaround. Sorry, I must have forgot.
Oh, okay.
No! Ah! What are you doing? That's my friend!
Oh, whoops, I forgot. Everything okay in here, man? The ad will be done today.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now say it.
Ma'am, I don't think...
Say it!
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout.
Now tell him.
Go to sundaycool.com to start your custom order today. Please. Please.
Good boy.
I'm scared.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to Compare Market, one membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Hey, sorry. Hey, here's the drink. I don't want to do this anymore.
Do not go out, do not play. Do not play. Oh no, a bird just took some prey. It was time to Chalamet.
Your wife just texted. And she's packing goggles.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? You're going to have a pool.
For herself.
You're going to have a pool. Why wouldn't you bring goggles?
And she said, I so cannot wait to wear goggles and jump into the waves like an invincible mermaid.
It literally sounds like something Ada would say.
I know.
That is Kels.
Like, Ada, you want to go swimming? Yeah, wear my goggles.
She loves it, man.
I know. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
You guys are St. Augustine for 3 days.
2 nights.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be outrageously fun. And I just found, because we were going to have the first night just hang out, like sleepover style. Maybe there's a pillow fight. But I found a live event. There's a concert happening.
Wow.
So we might go
see. Who is it?
Some local band.
Cool. Well, we'll
at
be here.
Planet Starvez.
Yeah, watch.
Watching.
Making
take
sure
care
the
kids, family.
Kids survive, you know, like we always do.
After we get right out of work.
Yep.
Cut it out. You guys go do fun stuff all the time.
Name one thing.
Camping, fishing.
We didn't have fun.
we didn't camp. It's been 3 years since we've camped.
You go on your trips.
That's work.
You guys have fun with each other.
We literally never have fun with each other. We all go to separate rooms.
You're not allowed to have fun at work, Josh. Do you enjoy your life and what you do for a living? How dare you?
It's our turn.
Fine. But you get this one time. That's it. Have you guys heard about the Mountain Dew conspiracy?
Tell me.
You know me. I'm all about the Mountain Dew. But apparently there's a big conspiracy. You haven't heard about it?
No.
I literally, like, so many fans have sent me this. And maybe it's just because I love Mountain Dew. But, like, there's always been that conspiracy of, like, somehow Mountain Dew flavors like coincide with like big major events. Yeah. They had something with Maui.
Yeah.
That went, and then the Maui fires happened, right? Last year they brought back the pitch black, and then we had like the biggest IT blackout of all time.
Oh my gosh.
And there was another one that the tropical, they have a tropical thing that was a tropical flavor last year, and it was like the tropical swirl. And then we had all those crazy hurricanes.
Is there one with Code Red?
I don't know. I can't remember if there was. But then they brought a Star Spangled Splash flavor for 4th of July last year. And then, no joke, later on, that bridge collapsed. But guess what the name of the bridge was called? Mountain Francis Dew. Scott Key. The guy who wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Isn't that wild?
But how do you know that? I did not know that.
Francis Scott Key? Of course I know that.
Of course.
Of course. You fool.
But yeah,
that's insane.
It's kind of wild. And so they just released a new flavor. I'll have to look up the name of it, but a lot of people are trying to think of like, okay, what thing is going to coincide?
Baja Blast, those three surfers from Australia that were all shot in Baja, California.
Oh yeah. Yeah. True. True.
Baja Blast, like a gun.
Did that really happen or you made that up?
No, that's real. They found them in a well.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on.
Just being for surfers? Because they were surfers?
No, they were robbed.
Purple Thunder is the new flavor.
Purple Thunder?
Oh, purple. Oh, man. I knew I was going to sneak that past you guys.
Purple Rain.
Purple.
Dude.
Gosh. Dang it!
I'm going to start over, okay?
Start over.
All right, starting from scratch.
What's your favorite color? Pepper.
Oh my god,
that sounds like South Park.
I do have the Code Red conspiracy. So this is a quote from a prestigious website named Reddit. Now, Mountain Dew has thousands of different flavors, but when they specifically make a big announcement or focus hard on a new flavor or big event, it correlates with that flavor. For example, Code Red was only a few months before 9/11. When it debuted.
No way.
That's insane. Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Is there anything with Baja Blast, or is that just like a standard one?
Maui was Maui Burst right before the Maui fires.
Yeah, that was it. The Maui Burst one. That's kinda like that's way specific.
This is nuts.
That's wild, man. But wait, but it's also
let's rewind real quick. Mountain Dew is owned by Pepsi, correct?
Yes.
And we do know that Pepsi worked with the CIA that one time
overthrow
the Chilean government.
Yeah.
Are they in cahoots? Does the CIA work with Pepsi Cola?
I think it's confirmed at this point. I don't think we have to even. Golly.
You guys heard it here first.
You think you can trust someone?
You think you can trust someone.
You think you know someone?
You think you know them?
But they stab you in the back.
Stab you in the back.
What's purple in this world?
Ooh, Barney.
Mm.
Rain.
What's purple in this world?
Yeah.
Sunsets.
Aurora Borealis.
There's a stone in Africa that's purple.
Is there a purple fever?
I don't think so.
It's like a scarlet fever, but maybe there's a purple fever.
Oh.
Possibly.
Where's there a lot of amethyst? Is there a lot of amethyst in Asheville?
Hmm?
Is there a lot of amethyst in Asheville?
I don't know who that is.
Amethyst.
Yeah, who's it? Who's that?
Say it one more time.
It's a purple rock.
Where's he from?
Watch it.
What's his name?
What else is purple?
I don't know, but we probably should do this for the rest of the
podcast. Oh, that's fun. Purple. Question corner
with Lily.
The questions are fresh on our mind.
That was so delayed.
Okay, I have this one. I don't know if I've asked this before.
The gong messed up again.
Would you rather be constantly sticky or constantly itchy?
The gong was late hitting the button. Say that again one more time. I didn't hear you.
Would you rather be constantly sticky or constantly itchy?
Hate them both.
Oh, sticky.
Sticky. I mean,
yeah. Being itchy is the worst.
I feel like you can fall asleep. If you're sticky, you can't fall asleep if you're itchy.
There are parasites with itch that make people end it all.
Don't bring parasites into this.
We're doing a parasite class.
You know how I feel about that.
Dude, Paige has gotten so mad every time Like, I showed her one of the reels that I
used. Yeah, she texted me about it.
Did she?
Yeah.
She was, like, upset about it. And then, you know, everything's over. And then it's, like, the thumbnail of the thing on YouTube, like, walked in the room. It was
I literally
there.
Feel itchy now.
Yeah, it's terrible. When I used to get hives as a kid, like, going to anaphylactic shock, I literally would just be covered. My whole body would be in hives. And it would be torture because everything would be itching and it would feel like it's digging in your skin. Like it's panic. Mm.
Dude, when
I was going to go to class, but then I got hives.
Very good.
Yeah.
Dude, when my brother was 7, so I was 10. We had just moved here and my parents play beach volleyball. He was leaned up on a palm tree. But you know how ants will like use like soft soil to like build a little thing? He sat in and literally like caved in at least like 8 inches of anthill. His entire body, like, just, I mean, like, crawling. Like, couldn't see skin underneath the amount of ants that came over him.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, he's standing up screaming. My parents are, like, across the beach. And someone's like, he needs to get in the water. And he's just throwing a tantrum. I had to run a dock and, like, chunk him in. But as soon as all the ants were off, he just looked like, I mean, imagine, like, one ant bite is the worst. His entire flipping torso just
reminds
covered.
Me of those tribes that have like that mitt that you put your hand in to become a man, and it's like full of like bullet ants,
like how they did on the Wild Boys.
Yeah.
Chris, what's his
Pontius,
name? Pontius said that was the most painful thing he's ever done in those stunts.
I feel like I would want to try it, but but hearing how terrible it
and
is,
he
I
did,
can't imagine.
He did really painful things. And he said that was the worst thing he's ever experienced.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. It's kind of like reminding me of Dune when he sticks his hand in the box.
Oh, yeah.
What are we saying?
What do we do in America?
To become a man?
Yeah.
Spit. First, you have to choose if you want to be... No. In America. I don't know. We're moving on.
Choose to be American.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Andrew, your turn.
Yeah.
Andrew, give us that beat.
It's too much.
I think Andrew has a reel.
Does he now?
I don't know. Maybe we should find out.
I really, really want to know.
Ha, ha, Andrew's got a reel.
And he's got a show.
Us right now. Enough with the gong.
That was good.
All right. This is just probably too late now. We've kind of moved past the weird commercial segment. But this is it. This is what I got.
Okay.
All right, ready?
This is out of Thailand. This is a commercial for...
Oh, I do remember this.
Toothpaste.
Now. Ready, set, go.
Okay.
And it's long. I'll cut it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Guy going climbing up a tall tower to save a little girl's balloon.
What second are you guys on? Mine froze.
24.
I'm on 28.
Grabs the balloon. He's sliding down. This is nice.
Oh my gosh. It's
cute. Mom takes her away. Aww.
Oh, it's happened a lot.
What in the world?
That's horrible. That's horrible.
What was the translation? It's like a bad breath or something?
I think the point is like it's better than you expect it to be.
Oh my
goodness.
It's
terrible.
What is the point of that commercial?
Is that not
that's crazy.
Is that not the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
So weird.
I don't like that.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like that needed to be a full film though.
Yeah, that was...
I'll cut that way down.
That's so funny.
That's crazy.
That's the stuff that gets me. I'll like start laughing on my side of the couch. Paige will be like, "What? I want to see." A minute later, she's like, "You're weird."
You need to start finding weird commercials to play.
Right. Oh. Like this video.
Segment,
this is the new Atlas from Boston Dynamics.
Does it need audio?
No, you're good.
All right, ready? Go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I've seen this. It looks so like flawless.
My question is, why are we training it to fight?
Yeah, true.
This thing's supposed to be doing like groceries.
Yo, that's and like crazy. Vacuuming,
doing my dishes. That's
this thing, they're teaching this thing stealth moves.
Oh my gosh!
It's like, and also it's just getting crazy because this was. I mean, you remember the first one they made, right? Like the just the tiny one, and it's just getting nuts, man.
Yeah, dude, these are for sure going to be future soldiers.
He's breakdancing. I mean, what?
You're disrespecting the future soldier.
Yeah, for real.
Look at that! Look at him breakdancing. That's cool.
That's crazy.
Dude, I saw a robot in real life on the way to work today. Mowing the grass at the church.
Yeah, the church.
I was like,
I see it every day.
I've never noticed that. I was like, I guess people actually do use those.
It looks like the
it's a Roomba.
Roomba, but it's a lawnmower.
Oh my gosh.
I was driving and there's a guy walking his dog and the dog just kept on like like, what is that?
Are we cool with this or what? Are we going to
stop this? You're going to allow this to happen? What are you? What are you?
Fine, I'll step in.
Oh, speaking of technology, you've been off of social media for like a month now.
Less, yeah. But yeah.
Have you heard of the pyramids?
No.
What pyramids?
This is like 2 week old news now at this point. But so we're going to talk about it.
But it's life changing.
There's new stuff coming out constantly with it.
Lily, this is crazy.
I'm ready.
This is the biggest archaeological discovery they've ever had in the pyramids in our modern time ever.
I can't wait.
I thought there's no way what this do you is think real.
I think that they found stuff underneath it.
Underneath it? Like what?
Living quarters.
A pool?
A pool?
No, I'm kidding.
Hot tub?
Yeah, the pharaoh was wearing goggles too.
Kitchen?
They found a McDonald's.
Shut up. No.
So this team from Italy, archaeologists, scientists, whatever, they had this new type of radar system.
Ground penetrating radar.
Ground penetrating radar. But it's like this very advanced, high-tech, new technology kind of thing to where it can penetrate very deep down and it can like get in with like a millimeter of things, like measure stuff.
Wow.
And they discovered under the pyramid 8 tube structures with spirals going around them that go down 648 meters.
Excuse me?
And they connect to 2 massive cube chambers, and in total, it goes down 2 kilometers deep.
Do you guys know what that means?
And it expands under all 3 pyramids.
Wait, so it's not like our George Washington Monument.
No.
It's like a covers under the ground.
It's columns.
Columns!
Like coils. Surrounding
with stairs, they think?
They some speculate stairs, some speculate like a coil system.
A conductor.
For energy!
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are like, it's not true. It's debunked or whatever.
It hasn't been peer-reviewed yet, right? That's the thing that it's hung up on.
Correct.
So, like,
but
what does a peer review in that case look like? Like, another country has to come in and
or another group of scientists.
Analysis?
Yeah. But these guys, they first did it in 2018, I believe. So they've been basically collecting all the data and laying out what it would look like since 2018.
Wow.
And so they just did a press release, like a 4-hour press release in Italy 2 days ago.
Okay.
And they talked about their findings. They said they did it multiple times, came out with the same measurements and stuff. But they're saying that the, what is it? The limestone in the pyramid like to act as an enhancer for the electric signals to shoot further down into the ground to where they are able to penetrate further down into the ground.
That makes sense. And that's why they used the limestone from hundreds of miles away compared to what they had there, because it didn't have that type of properties.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
There's a photo if you want to look at it. Like
Is it what Andrew was just showing me?
Yeah. It's nuts, man.
What the heck?
But this is actually, like, there's a lot of people like making different like models and stuff, and I think that this model is actually probably the most realistic.
So this is it's the pyramid that I'm seeing, and then what are these structures that's the limestone you guys are talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude, I could see that, man. I could honestly, that looks,
oh my gosh,
super realistic. That, like,
oh my gosh, it's ancient knowledge.
Guys, this is it. Could you imagine?
No, but this video is let me send this video.
What's this underneath water? Is that the water table?
But that's over 2,000 feet deep.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Watch this video I just sent. Okay. They do a good job of showing what it looks like.
3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
I don't have TikTok.
But it'll still pull up on a browser.
No.
Yeah, it will. Hmm. Yes.
I just want to know, how did they do that?
There's, it's crazy the back and forth of like, this is insane. This is, we knew that there's a bigger purpose with these pyramids. And then you got other people like, this is all fake news.
Of course they want it to be fake, yeah.
And what's the guy? The antiquities guy from Egypt.
Zahi Hawass
instantly is like, this is not real. This is baloney. And it's like, well, I mean, let's slow down.
Obviously, these people know a little bit.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, dude, okay, well, first off, they're finding new chambers in the pyramid today.
Yeah.
Like, every day they're, like, finding something new about the pyramid. And my whole thing is, like, these giant pyramids, like, we've known about them, like, forever. And they're just now finding this giant structure underneath, theoretically.
Yeah.
I think. Possibly.
Sounds legit.
What else is in the deserts, bro?
Yeah.
Like, that we don't know about. Like, ancient stuff.
Miles,
like, if
hundreds
that is
of miles
under
of
the
desert.
Pyramid, what else is there, you know?
Yeah. If they're digging something
it's
that
crazy.
Far yeah. deep down, or, like, was, I don't know how that works back then. Like, how do you, did they dig, have to dig down deep, or was the sand at a lower point at one point? Like,
yeah,
I mean,
I
like,
wonder.
I don't know.
Well, they
yeah.
Didn't they theorize they use sound to move the stones, too?
Yeah.
Like, vibration could, like, drive
yeah, supposedly
stuff down.
There's, like, ancient, like, hieroglyphics or whatever is talking about, like, these priests use frequencies and noise to move the stones and, like.
Coral Castle, dude.
Just out there.
You're the worst neighbor in the world.
To the left.
To the left, to the left. Just a smidge.
Back it up now.
Okay, stop.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So guys, we literally know nothing with this little fledgling people group. Us fledgling beings.
Dude, I'm
we know nothing.
I know. I'm so excited to see them study it further, though. If hopefully it doesn't get, like, blackballed, you know, or blacklisted.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, actually, we're shutting it down. No one can come.
Yeah.
No one can come here now. Because, like,
they seem that bitter, don't they?
Except for Mr.
Yeah,
Beast.
I mean, if they control
but, I mean,
it.
What are the odds that the Mr. Beast video would come out before this finding? Like, okay, you're at the bottom of the pyramid. Look it. There's nothing else here.
Nope. Just See? A big tomb.
So I'm trying to understand, though, like, how do they get permission to zap the ground? Like, that's a whole new, like, legal loophole. Like, what do you own?
I think you can get permission to do studies, but it sounds like they're a little
There has to be some politics and, like, what you're saying you're doing and using.
Yeah.
Or they, or like, Zahi literally had no idea it was there.
Yeah.
And so he's scrambling in denial because he wasn't hiding anything. He just doesn't like the new narrative.
Yeah.
In order to use LIDAR, we must lie.
Or it's not LIDAR. Sorry. It's Did I say LIDAR? It's not. LIDAR is the Amazon jungle thing. This one's the
I think it's the same concept, though.
GPR, ground penetrating radar versus LIDAR.
This one's called, like, S something. It's like a new super
SIDAR.
SIDAR. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy stuff.
That is nuts.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Hate that.
I do love you being off social media because that was a good, that's a good news thing right there.
Yeah, tell me
Everyone
more.
Was psyched. Nick Frost, the guy from the bigger guy in Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah.
He might be the new Hagrid.
Yay! Cool.
I think would be a perfect cast.
That would be perfect.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We need more British people, not John Lithgow.
Yeah.
Which is going to do great, but it's like, we're doing British, do British.
They just make Timothy Chalamet Hagrid.
Oh my god.
You guys are going the wrong direction.
Timothy Chalamet is Voldemort, dude. who should be the next Voldemort? That's
Cillian
probably the
Murphy.
Biggest.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy's going to be it.
For sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, if that's
He'd be
true.
Did you see Ralph Fiennes give his sign off on it? He's like, they said, you know, our Cillian Murphy, it was an Irish person was interviewing. And he said, you know, our Cillian Murphy is in line to play your role as Voldemort. And he said, oh, I think he'll do absolutely great. He's an amazing actor.
Dude,
and it's
he
like,
will be it would, so creepy.
I'll yeah. tell you something.
Oh.
But he does a Thomas Shelby voice.
That would be crazy.
Harry Potter.
And then it reminds me of the basement yard where they're like, he looks like he'd have a tail. Why is his face so tight? It's so tight.
Looks like he'd have a tail.
But yeah, and then, he also gave a funny, in that same interview, he's like, isn't it silly how these studios always think that we need to remake something that was like perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine.
Yeah. I do get it, though. I mean, this because it's a series.
Yeah.
Like, it's each season's going to be a whole movie, a book.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's really, because you can explore more.
Yeah, yeah, the books are, I mean, got, you know, there's so much stuff that they left out. And so it's going to be really cool to focus on certain things to make sure how that, you know, see how it looked. But, I mean, it's going to be hard to beat the Dursleys as well. That's going to be hard to do.
I know.
Yeah.
And they casted everyone perfectly in the first movies.
I found this out recently.
Yeah.
Do you know Russian astronauts are not called astronauts? They're called cosmonauts.
Why?
I don't know.
Cosmonauts.
That's way cooler.
Cosmonauts. Because it's like cosmos.
Oh, yeah.
Cosmonaut. And I have a story about a cosmonaut.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited. Russian.
So this man, this cosmonaut, was a cosmonaut for the USSR. His name was Sergei Krikolov. Krikolov.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
That was
all right.
Good job.
Are you Russian?
What are you Russian?
Sergei Krikolov. Ooh.
Ooh. Better and better.
But he was the last citizen of the USSR.
Okay. How is that possible? Oh, because. Okay.
So,
I want to get ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was just constantly going to space. He was like, he said the Russian space station was like his home. He loved it.
Couldn't get enough of it.
And he was sent up there for a mission May 1991. And while in orbit, he witnessed the Soviet Union dissolve in December 26, 1991. And what's scary...
He's in space this time.
He's in space. That's crazy. So he gets up there. USSR is still a nation, whatever. And he's up there, and all of a sudden, Soviet Union is dissolved.
Mm-hmm. It's kaput.
And so the space program was split then between Russia and Ukraine.
Oof.
And so they were scrambling, and like they almost pretty much forgot about him. And at the time, the space station down in Russia, they went on strike for pay, so people weren't even working.
Oh no.
And so his time up there was supposed to be like a couple months.
Yeah.
He ended up spending, I believe, 311 days in the space station, not knowing when he was going to come back.
Almost a full year?
Yep.
Are they in communication with him at this time?
They are, but it's like brief and like non-consistent because the Soviet Union's dissolving, so there's just chaos everywhere. And so the space station split. People are going on strike, not working, and he's just up there, and he's just like, uh-oh.
And no one knows who exactly like can claim him and the
Yeah, so he was
the
he didn't
ship, right?
He said he had an invalid passport at this time.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he eventually gets a ride back into Russia and they had to issue him a new passport, but he was the last citizen of the USSR.
That wow. is so stinking cool.
Yeah. He spent a total so his career He spent a total of 803 days in space.
Oh, that's my gosh. Crazy. Wow.
300 of that being in one trip.
Yeah, this trip, he was supposed to do the spacewalk of, like, repairing the station and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think he was supposed to do, like, 30 hours, and he ended up doing, like, well over that, like, I think almost 40-something hours spacewalk during this 311 days.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
It's crazy that they prepped for that, though. Like, I mean, like, because he didn't run out of... oxygen, food. I mean, like, what is, I mean, like, that's a long trip.
Well, they sent different, like, capsules, like, throughout those months.
Yeah.
But, like, he did not have a guaranteed flight home until, like, a couple weeks before he knew he was going home.
That's got to be a movie by now, right? That's a great idea for a movie.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
How do they get oxygen up there?
That's a great question.
They hold their breath really big.
I don't know. That's a great question.
So kiss it in, push it out, and then that's it.
I mean, they have to create it.
Snake plants.
Ooh.
How do they get oxygen?
I don't know. Let's figure it out.
There's oxygen in space, and they're not telling us. It's this big secret. We can live in space. We can live in space.
Guys, what the hell?
New conspiracy. Space is habitable. Have you ever met people? I have a friend that literally says she doesn't believe in space, that space isn't real.
I have a friend. His name is Dusty Slay.
Really? Yeah.
He said, I don't believe in space. Yeah. All right. I need to know how oxygen is made.
They make oxygen by running electricity through water.
Pardon?
H2O?
Why?
Follow-up question. Where they get the water?
Yeah.
Mars.
They use, I know they use their own urine to drink and stuff.
Barfaroni.
They do it through the whole filtration
so
system.
So they inhale.
They're breathing their pee.
Yeah. And they do it called cosmonauts in this one. It says, yeah, bring oxygen from Earth, and they make oxygen by running electricity through water. This is called electrosis or electrolysis.
Electrolytes.
Yes.
Electrolysis.
The air and the water on the space station all originally came from Earth. Astronauts and cosmonauts transport these vital supplies to the space station when they travel there on capsules. Astronauts and cosmonauts also receive supplies from uncrewed spaceships such as the Russian Progress and American Dragon. American Dragon.
Can you opt to only drink your pee, or do you drink everyone's pee?
I don't think so. Ugh. What's mine is yours.
Like, oh, man.
You dehydrated?
Yeah, they literally... The space station's water recycling system produces pure drinking water from the wastewater, sweat, and even urine. In the words of astronaut Doug Wheelock, yesterday's coffee is tomorrow's coffee. Bro, that's crazy.
That's pretty funny.
That's wild. Man.
That's like the Austin Powers skit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit nutty.
This coffee tastes like
Austin.
It is.
That is funny.
Yeah, so kids, if you just want to make oxygen at home, just mix water and electricity.
Yep.
Everyone's got a bathtub, right?
Stop
no,
it.
No, I'm joking. Don't do
Children,
that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Stop.
Oh, good times.
You want to hear a cryptid story?
I would love to hear a cryptid story.
This is, so I've been doing research on these cryptid stories and these different things in the South. So this one's out of South Carolina. This one's South Carolina, Boone Hall Plantation in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But the more research I do on these cryptid stories, the more identical they are. Like, these are people who haven't talked to each other, different places in the South. It's always the same thing. So again, we have two hunters who are out and they're camping and they're getting ready to go into the woods the next day. But these are avid woodsmen. They know what different animals sound like. And so they're sitting at the fire the night before. And as they're winding down, they begin to hear against the brush, but what sounds like drumming. It's like boom, pause, boom, pause, and then like rustling. And it's enough to be like, something's like with force hitting something. And so the theory they came up with whispering at the fire is that there's a buck that's like scraping or like maybe hitting its head on the stump. Well, eventually they start to, you know, get up. They're not using flashlights yet. And they're looking for wherever the sound's coming from. And before they see anything, like every other story, they smell something. They're like, there's this smell,
it's
just
like Bigfoot.
It's like swamp and rotting flesh. And only they used the descriptor. There was like copper, kind of like a blood like mm-hmm. copper like smell.
Like second pennies.
Dude. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Might have had the Rona. They put a flashlight up and immediately again, glowing eyes, tall humanoid creature, long arms to the ground. And they freeze in fear. And there's what they describe as this lengthy period of time where they're like, who's moving first? Like, we don't know what to do. And the thing like postures up, like clearly like we see each other postures up to run in on him. Dude pulls his gun, fires a shot, hits it, and it lets out. This is like the break in silence. There's the gun and then just the loudest roar they've ever heard. The guy in the back who didn't shoot yells, run. The guy starts scrambling back, and after getting hit, it doesn't stop. It keeps running at him, literally grabs a hold of the dude. The other dude gets in the truck, manages to break away, jumps on the back, and they get in the truck. And the proof that they have is the tailgate of this truck has claw marks through the back of it, but instead of just being like punched, it looks like tinfoil that's been peeled back.
Oh my gosh.
But this thing with glowing red eyes and the brake lights chased them for a quarter mile before giving up the pursuit. A quarter mile, this thing's roaring and running them down a hill. They've never gone back to the woods. This was in 1987. They've never been back.
I mean, that's like the Mothman of just like it chasing them for miles, you know?
They go further to describe what sounds like. They called it, hold on, where is it? Well, they called it a devil, but they think in that region of South Carolina, there's like legends of a lizard man, and it fits
exactly with other stories where people have reported similar things. It's terrifying, dude.
Dude, cave systems in the mountains. I guarantee that's where they're all coming from, man.
But why is it always the same smell? Like, before they get eyes on something, they're like, we're already in the woods, but what smells like rotten death?
Ugh. I mean, it's not, I mean,
it's what they're eating, right?
Eating, or they could be coming from underground.
A sulfuric, you know, someplace.
That's so weird.
I mean, we look at the pyramids, like, what's underneath there? It's like, we have no idea what's underneath.
Oh, man.
Everything that we're just standing on. Makes what we just see all the time.
It like, makes, you guys watch the first season of Stranger Things, too. It makes me wonder about, like, that creature, the Demogorgon that comes out of the, like, mutant, weird, slimy portal thing in the tree.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, they reported, they twisted a lot of the stories a little bit, but it's, like, actual stuff from the weird, what was it, Montauk Project or whatever?
Yeah.
And, like, remote viewing. It's like maybe this is something else that they're tapped into. I don't know.
Speaking of remote viewing, though, that's so funny that you brought that up because, I mean, one, we talked about the sun streak thing.
Yeah.
But I saw this thing and it is so weird and creepy and just kind of gives validation to the whole Stargate remote viewing thing. Maybe not being good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah.
Maybe not being good. Yeah. I don't know.
It's kind of like, I would say it's similar to lucid dreaming.
Yeah. Well, I saw this on the CIA.gov. It is the gateway. It's a workbook for Gateway Project.
Okay.
And it's this whole system of like how to harness the energy for remote viewing.
No way.
And like step-by-step process, like breathing techniques, all this stuff.
This is on their site?
Yeah, CIA.gov. That's this is scary. A declassified document from the 1970s.
Let's do it right
and
now. No, I'm so scared.
The weirdest thing that stuck out to me, and that's why I looked into this thing, this is the title for one of the sections. It says, to reduce pain signals. It says, look with your closed eyes at the part of your body which is the source of pain signals. As you look, repeat in your mind the number 55515. When you do these two things, the pain signals will slowly reduce until they are no longer important.
So it's saying
numbers.
If you're, something on your body hurts,
something in your body
hurts.
You
close your eyes, you look at that part
of
your
body. Repeat 55515, 55515.
Out loud?
Or just in your head, out loud? I don't know. And
hold on. I'm going to slap you. And we're going to try this.
Okay, yeah. We'll do it on Patreon.
555. Why?
Well, I'm like, yeah, what's up with 55515? Like, mm-hmm. Is there any significance to it? And apparently it's very weird, crystal, occult kind of thing. There's this thing called angel numbers.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing right here.
So the significance of angel number 55515. Five symbolizes change, transformation, personal freedom, and adaptability.
adaptability.
Yep. Number one or one represents new beginnings, individuality, intuition, ambition, and leadership. Meaning of 55515. Emphasis, significant personal transformation and growth. Encourages openness to change and new opportunities. Suggests breaking free from old habits and limiting beliefs. Signifies trusting one's intuition and personal strength to overcome challenges. Encourages stepping confidently into a new life phase guided by inner wisdom. In short, encountering 55515 might be a reminder from your spiritual guides or angels that you're entering into a transformative period where you should trust your instincts, embrace change, and pursue personal growth confidently.
That's so strange.
And it's like, don't do that.
Dude, there's even something about it on the Health and Human Services site, .gov site.
A number, though.
Yeah.
55515.
And it's about pain management.
Yeah.
On healthservices.gov.
Really?
Yes. Advanced pain management for healthandhumanservices.gov.
What does it say?
I mean, it's literally a huge document, but yeah, but that's what it's about. It's mentioning it. That's so weird, man.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that makes me think there has to be something just darker with all that. There's the government knows something deep down and dirty.
I want to look on God Questions.
Well, listen to this. On that .gov thing.
Yeah.
Or not .gov, the CIA document.
Yeah.
At the end of the document, it says first affirmation. So you're supposed to say this as you're doing this whole process.
Okay.
It says, say in your mind, say to yourself, I am more than my physical body because I am more than physical matter. I can perceive that which is greater than the physical world. Therefore, in these exercises, I deeply desire to expand, to experience, to know, to understand, to control, to use such great energies and energy systems as may be beneficial and constructive to me and to those who follow me. Also, during these exercises, I deeply desire the help and cooperation, the assistance, the understanding of those individuals whose wisdom, development, and experiences is equal or greater than my own. I ask their guidance and protection from any influence or any source that might provide me with less than my stated desires. I now protect myself as may be needed from such influence that and reject any source that may restrain me from my stated desires.
Oh boy.
Who's they?
They, I'm Googling.
There's a lot of it's they, like there's a lot guides. Of I, yeah. Like I do this. It kind of puts perspective though on like what maybe prayer is actually supposed to be. So there's a lot of people think that it's kind of just like a placebo thing, but like when you intently focus on something, but like what if that's what ideas like praying without ceasing or making your petitions known. Like what if instead of just throwing up a casual conversation in the air, our prayer life was more like intentional, like very specifically of visualizing the person, the problem, not mm-hmm. just throwing a name out. Like maybe that is how we're like, supposed to commune.
Yeah. It's like, it sounds like it is. I mean, cause a lot of this stuff is like, I mean, think of like Christ. He's like, when you pray, go shut yourself in a room, shut the door behind you kind of thing. And like
deprivation room.
Yeah. And like fasting and like
denying yourself.
Yeah, I guess it's about like focusing your consciousness on.
But it's like, okay, so that is what God told us to do to communicate with him. And it's like this way of communicating
is elevating self and is sketchy.
And who is helping guide you?
Well, and also elevating the numbers. Like it talks about, like we know that numbers are significant in the Bible, but mm-hmm. the Bible is our only tool and the only message from the Lord that we need. We don't need to use these numbers or anything to access him.
Yeah.
And numerology is an occult practice.
Yes.
You know?
It is. Very much so. That's scary.
Yeah.
But I am an Enneagram too.
Wait, that is so weird. Isn't that weird though too? Like how Christians have become so obsessed with
Don't bother. He's an Enneagram 8. So
yeah, identity and numbers. Though.
Identity, Where are you finding your identity? Oh, this is me. I'm this.
I mean, it kind of goes back to what I was saying with the cult of Saturn, of how like these really occult like traditions can weasel their way into Christianity and other religions and stuff, you know, but especially Christianity because
that's the number one true thing.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, but like the Enneagram stuff, it's just like,
yeah, it's weird.
I mean, maybe look at that from a biblical standpoint.
Yeah.
We got to, here's a new conspiracy. We're going to take modern worship songs. And we're going to lay over the numbers of the chords.
And the frequencies they use.
What they say.
Interesting.
I found that absolutely terrifying, though. That document.
Yeah.
It's just like a handbook. You're like, hey, you ready to remote view? Do these things.
And you just found something.
Guess what the zip code of the Pyramid of City in Giza is?
Don't do the
55515.
Stop it right
it's
now.
It's not. I just looked it up. It's 15545. So it's pretty close.
That's really close.
That is close.
I was like, it does sound like a zip code. I'm like, what would be a good place? I should have picked the Pyramids of Giza.
I know. You should have done something.
Dang it. The CIA headquarters.
Because your Mel's whole dog thing.
Dang it. That's all I can come up with. Every time I lie, I just always have to go back there.
Get this. The pyramids.
Andy, we know you're lying.
Immediately.
So maybe, I don't know, don't do the 55515.
Yeah, we just gave them all the steps on how to do it, though.
There's so many car wrecks
like
that are about to happen.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's like, that's so weird.
Do you know what it reminds me of is Nosferatu.
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 When she's out there and she's like calling, summoning something to her, and that's when it happens.
Yeah.
There's another thing. Plague. I forgot to mention this, too. There's another number. It says for harnessing the empire.
That's says, real? Harnessing the
listen
empire.
To this number, 800-588-2300.
Empire.
Today. Guys, you want to learn how to harness the impact?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yes!
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Nosferatu. Very scary.
Very scary.
Very scary.
You guys texted me and you're like, what should we watch? And I said, Nosferatu.
Not for the family or faint of heart. It's pretty.
Yeah, you said Ada didn't like it, right?
Huh?
You said Ada didn't like it, though, right?
She did not like it, no. She was
so mad about the ending.
It's
crazy.
I love the style, though, because I love the Northmen.
Yeah.
And it's the same director.
Mm-hmm. The cinematography's great. Looks great. The acting's phenomenal. William Dafoe's insane.
It's pretty evil, though.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely.
He's
but
a
it's
vampire.
Like, it's literally Dracula. It's the story of Dracula.
But with a very... Just it's yucky.
Yeah, it's definitely it's all from the you know the back end of it. It's
I just
so
like
terrible.
How he talks.
Oh, he's yeah,
Nosferatu. I've been scared of Nosferatu since the SpongeBob days.
I know that's what
the
guided
end of that
me.
Episode disturbed me that as a child.
What is that?
Such a crazy reference in SpongeBob.
Yeah,
Nosferatu.
SpongeBob's crazy.
Oh,
SpongeBob, you're crazy, dude.
No, yeah, it's also crazy.
Great movie, though.
Question corner
is dolphins are aliens.
Dolphins are aliens.
Our
Josh.
Episode after the episode on patreon.com/ ninjas or butterflies.
Absolutely. And if you go there, you can watch it with us. We got a lot of behind the scenes footage. You get to see things before we ever drop them. And if you go now, you get to see our new merch that's going to be dropping soon.
Ooh, some sick stuff,
which is right around the corner, guys.
We've been working on it for 2 months now.
Yep. It's going to be great. And then most of the art is done by our one and only corn dog, Cornelius Romeiser. Corey Romeiser. So we're gonna make sure you grab some swag. And if you need any custom merch, any swag for yourself or for business or whatever, sundaycool.com is the place you go.
Yeah.
Sundaycool.com is the place you go to get all the things that make you go whoa.
And you go to ninjasorbutterflies.com, check out all of our info, and also there's the merch store as well on there, and keep updated on everything else. We love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm very excited to talk about this one thing on Patreon because we didn't have time to talk about today, but it's about a secret cult in Germany.
Ooh.
That I've never heard about in my life.
Okay. All right. Relax.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
Ooh. It will be very interesting.
And dolphins are aliens.
And dolphins are aliens.
Yeah. All right, guys.
We love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
See you later.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures. Has to empty your mind.
You learn martial arts!
Ha! Ninjas are back!
Good job!
Number one.